Welcome back to the AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM Morning Show. Got a couple guests in the studio this morning. Kathy Olson, our district conservationist at the NRCS, the Warren Henderson Knox, and whoever else, the other counties. and also joining us, Acting County Executive Director Ann Martin, kind of our Mark Phillipson that we've had in here in the past. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good. Ann, how are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm good. Nice to meet you, too. Nice to be here.
Yeah. How's things going at the office?
Very busy.
How long have you been Mark? We'll just leave it that way.
Well, much better looking than Mark, right?
Absolutely. Way better
looking.
I hope Mark's listening. Way better looking than Mark.
We're going to slam him this morning.
Right. We usually did when he was on vacation anyway. How long have you been at the office?
I've been in Warren County as acting since April.
April.
Since
how's
Mark
things
retired.
Going? Oh, since then? Oh, well, yeah. You should have popped up here before then. We could have had you on all summer long during the exciting months of the FSA, right?
Oh, we've been really busy.
Well, tell us a bit about yourself.
I am from the Carthage area.
Okay.
And I've been with FSA for 32 years. I became CED in McDonough County a year and a half ago. And then after almost a year in that position, they asked me to fill in for Mark. So I've been in both places since then.
Wow. So you're spreading yourself pretty thin then, as everybody is, I think,
at the office. It's keeping me on my toes.
I'll bet. Kathy, how have you been?
Hey, I've been great.
Good.
Congrats to the soccer team,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I have to get that
absolutely.
On air somehow.
Yeah. So. Jack and I have been talking about it all week here on the morning show.
So best of luck to them on Friday.
Yeah, Friday in the semifinals. They're bringing home a trophy, regardless.
Regardless
of bringing home some hardware, which is really
great
cool.
Great achievement.
Yeah.
But things are going well down at the NRCSSWCD land.
From having Mark in here, we had Mark in here every Wednesday morning since I started here almost 5 years ago. I can't remember if this is the busy time or kind of the downtime for the FSA.
This is kind of an in-between time.
Okay. What is going on? What do you want to get out to the folks this week?
Well, one thing that we've got coming up at the end of or the middle of November is county committee elections. And the election for the Warren County Committee is local administrative area number 1, which consists of Sumner, Hale, Tompkins, Ellison, and Point Pleasant townships.
Okay.
So ballots are going to be mailed out on November 6th, and we encourage everyone that gets one to place a vote. And the last day to return the ballot is December 4th. And you can put it in the mail or drop it by the office.
Get out the vote.
Yep, get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
So we've also got hay and fall seeded crops need to be reported by December 15th. That's kind of new around here. Any perennial forages such as alfalfa mix, red clover, anything that you're going to harvest in 2018. It also includes pasture, cover crops, wheat, rye. Any fall seeded crops need to be reported by December 15th.
Okay,
if you don't get in by that day, we're going to charge you.
That's it. We'll send Jack out. Mark used to send Jack out in some like fake muscles to make sure that all this stuff got in by the deadlines.
Yeah. We try to remind people and get the word out.
That's December 15th on that one,
December
right?
15th, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Another thing we got going on right now is marketing assistance loans for your 2017 crops. You can come in once your grain is harvested, store it in the bin, store it in the warehouse, and we'll give you a loan to help give you a little cash flow. Our loan rates on corn is $1.96, and soybeans is $5.11 per bushel.
Yeah, Mark used to say you can't beat the rates on these loans.
Yeah. Yeah, so, interest rates are cheap. It just depends on the month. The interest rate for October right now is 2.25%.
Okay.
So it's pretty cheap money. It's a 9-month loan, so you got 9 months to market your grain.
He always highly suggested folks come in and take advantage of the loan program.
Yeah, it's a pretty good program. Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Some of you probably noticed that your bank accounts grew a little bit. We had ARC County payments come out the first part of October. We got $5.01 on corn and $4.94 for beans. If you happen to have any wheat base, you got $17.53 on that.
Are those numbers good? I mean, what's kind of the average for those numbers?
Are those the numbers depend on the county yields and the marketing year average national price. So we never know year to year. The numbers are pretty low compared to the payments that came out last year.
Okay, yeah.
But it's better than nothing.
Right, exactly.
So exactly. We have to be thankful for what we can get.
I love waking up and having this extra money in my bank account.
Yes.
Who cares what reason it is?
Yes. So, let's see.
It just doesn't happen nearly enough.
I know. No, it never happens in my bank account, so I don't know why.
There's never a bank error in my favor. Darn Monopoly.
So the next thing we've got coming up, ARC IC and PL Farm Program sign up actually begins November 1st for 2018. So anybody can start coming in after that date and get signed up for the 2018 Farm Program.
Okay. And what's the number up there to contact you folks?
309-734-9308.
And ask for you then? Or?
Extension 2.
Okay.
And whoever answers the phone can help lead you in the right direction.
All right. Great. Anything else, Ann, that the folks need to be aware of?
I don't think right now. Have a safe harvest.
There you go. Have you talked to some farmers? How's things going?
Things are going pretty well.
The ones
from what
I've talked to are going really well.
Yeah. Yields are decent, and the weather's been decent. We've gotten some much-needed rain lately, and everybody needed a break, I think, when it finally did rain.
Yeah, rarely do you get a smile out of a farmer at harvest time, but I ask them how it's going, and they say, it's going really well.
Oh, yeah.
With a big old grin on
their
face.
Now the prices will turn around and help
exactly.
that out.
Exactly. Right. Right.
As the snow falls this weekend, right?
Don't say that. Don't say that word again. I tell Jack, don't say that
flurries,
word.
Flurries.
All right. And do you have anything else for the folks?
I don't.
Okay. All right.
She did wonderful, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
First timer?
Yeah, she's going to be great up here.
I tell you.
We're going to have her up here 5 days a week.
We need to
do that.
I
hope she's ready. Now she's giving me not the good-looking farmer look.
I tell you, exactly. I saw that too.
All right, Kathy, what do you got going on? You've always got something going on. What do you got going on?
Well, today I want to just push a little bit out there on Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, mid-management. It's something that is getting more looked at. It's been forgotten for a lot of years, and Ann probably could agree to that. But you're going to be doing it here. So mid-management was every 3 years in your contract, and you had to do a third and a third, and you had to agree to do something. So we've got some dates. Disking right now, if you've got disking in your contracts for mid-management CRP, you need to be out there strip disking one-third of your acres. Follow the conservation plan you were given, but those dates are October 1st through April 15th. So make sure you pay attention to that when harvest gets done. Got some time out there. Do some strip disking if that's in your contract. If you had burning in your contract, which was for native grasses, your warm season grasses like a switchgrass, big blue stem, that required a prescribed burn plan, so you cannot just go out and burn
just
on your own.
Just can't be burning stuff willy-nilly.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us did. I mean, that's you know, we always like to see a nice, huge fire, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I like smell of a nice fire.
I know. What's the deal? As long as it's not a house. But
right.
Anyway, you do require a prescribed burn plan. We have Scott James. He's with Pheasants Forever. I think he's been up here once maybe to talk to you.
Yeah, we've had Scott up
probably
here.
Probably should
sure.
bring him back up again and talk about this next week or so.
Perfect.
But he'll be writing plans. He's got a huge workload, so I'm going to discuss that with him today. But just keep in mind, if it's in your plan, you need to come in and talk with NRCS if you want to substitute that for another practice like disking, or you want to keep it as a burn, then we just need to get a plan written. So just heads up on some things going on this fall that can be done with CRP.
Another point on the CRP on the mid-management is if you don't know what's in your plan, come and ask us and find out, because if you have a CRP contract, you have a mid-management plan.
Yep.
And so make sure it gets done.
Yeah, we need to make sure it gets done. And don't be afraid to ask if you're not sure what it is.
Because like everything, when it's on your contract, if you don't do it, you're in violation of a contract. So, and another thing on waterways, we are going to be putting mid-management item in a waterway too.
Yes, waterways.
So that's going to be We're going to be doing modifications to waterways we've been doing in the last couple of years to put that in there.
Okay.
Yes.
So a lot of things going on with CRP. So this winter, expect a letter, a phone call, or something, and asking you to get into our office and revise these contracts.
You don't want a visit from Jack.
I'll take a visit from you.
Not Jack.
He's bigger than Jack would be when he comes to the houses.
Mm-hmm.
He puts those muscles on.
You got things you need to get done. He gets that kind of stern look.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come hang out with you.
But if you want to bring donuts.
There you go. Donuts.
I'll take the donuts. Right. At the new Casey's, you know, out here somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Man, they're really flying
They are rolling right along. I was just out there the other day, and I thought there was nothing there like 2 hours ago, and now there's three quarters of a building.
Have you checked out the MR new practice field and soccer?
I haven't driven down that street for a while. I need to check it out.
Really
are
well?
They rolling
yeah,
right along
they're
on that,
rolling
too?
Right
I
along.
Just talked to Dave Greenleaf at the soccer game the other night, and we were talking about it, so... Good deal.
Good things happen in the Monmouth land.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great getting a soccer team in town. I really do.
Talented kids. A lot of seniors on that, so.
This is the year.
This is the year. I hope it comes to them.
On our, we have a After the Whistle show right here on WRAM on Tuesdays from 1 to 2. Me, Mitch McVay, and Jackson Kane break down the past week in sports and then preview the upcoming week. 3 weeks ago, Mitch McVay threw it out there. Monmouth Roseville is winning state in soccer. So he's been on the hook
for
3 weeks now.
I tell you. He's getting closer being on or off.
Well,
so.
he called it his hot take. I think that's what the kids are calling it now, his hot take. So, yeah, that's what we got going on there.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. It's always good to see you, Kathy. And it was great meeting you, and we'll see you up here more often, right?
Sure.
All right,
nice to meet you.
Good deal. All right. We'll see you guys later.